When I met you, you were dealing with the worst thing that you'd ever imagined happened to you. What did that moment do to you in terms of changing you and putting you on this path?
I remember very vividly when I met you. I met you outside of our television station the day after Allison was killed. I told people since, and I'll tell you and your viewers now, that Allison and Adam Ward's death connected me to humanity more than anything else. That I, through tragedy, had a shared experience and a common bond with so many people who have gone through tragedy, who have gone through loss, and now, unfortunately, as we have seen in recent events, have also gone through the tragedy and horror of losing a loved one through gun violence. But it connected me to my community. It galvanized me to my community. You know, only through fire can that steel be forged stronger. And it made me want to stay in no place other than in Southwest Virginia and Appalachia, but I couldn't stay at the station anymore. It became too emotionally difficult for me to stay there. And so what could I do that would be a natural progression to be able to give back to a community, to a people that gave me so much strength, love, prayer, and support when I needed it? And this seemed like the right thing to do.